Yes, hello. Hello, everyone. Yeah, you are tuned in to none other than the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with myself, your host, Bing, and also joined by a couple of others. We've got Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
We've got Elish. Oh, okay. Mike's trying to keep her on another line so we can hear that. Okay. Okay.
Hi, thank you.
All right. And so today, since nobody came with any topics today, we're going to go with my default material. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into. Yeah, I mean.
Excuse me. I always have topics. We just didn't have any kind of meeting to say so. Actually, one thing I'd like to mention is we lost an activist last night. They found Brandy Vaughn on the floor of her house. Her kid found her. And she was targeted, speaking out about worrying about being poisoned and such. And said that she would never commit suicide. She was not on drugs or of a sound mind or anything. So we're in a bit of shock today over this. I am, for sure. So if I seem a bit low, one of us paid the ultimate price yesterday for fighting for a toxin-free planet and not to vaccinate damaged children. So, yeah, there's lots of topics.
It's so sad.
Very sad. Do you know any more about this woman? I mean, why was she going through all this to begin with? What was her background?
Well, she was fighting the pharmaceutical industry very, very, very hard. And it was a targeted individual. She complained about the things we always complain about, the gang stalkings and all the things that go with what we do. I don't want to get into very specifics. I want to actually read a really good bio from her. She was just somebody I would message from time to time, and we would talk about, you know, the vaccine issues and the votes that were going on in Italy that gave us hope that they wouldn't do mandatory vaccinations, that we're now seeing some of these laws that allow things in emergency powers doing the mandatorinesses that she fought so very hard to make sure didn't occur. That was her main fight. She would be involved in the anti-vax community very hard. And whether someone from the public, a pro-vaxxer, felt justified to harm her or whether it was a government is yet to find out, because she was so worried about being killed that she has set certain things in motion that happened upon her death. Like some documents are going to be getting mailed to some very key places of press. Whether the press uses them or has integrity or not, we don't know yet. That'll remain to be seen. A GoFundMe was to be set up fairly immediately to hire a private investigator to investigate her own death. This is how serious she felt the threat upon her own life. So everybody out there, I'll be posting information on my Facebook about this. And if you want to help out toward that goal of a private investigator and stuff, then please do. If you were inclined to help me this week, help that cause instead. I'll have a few less meals in honor of her hard work. We've lost quite a few activists during the years that are investigating things. Max Spears, we lost him around the time he started investigating heavily into the child trafficking and stuff that was going on. Right.
Yes.
So I'll hand it back off to you. So if I get a little quiet, I'm just a bit more reserved.
Okay.
I'm hiding a lot of anger.
Yeah, well, you know, since the Red Pill Hardcore, I don't do anything scripted. Everything's off the cusp. I usually don't know anything about doing a show unless something has been a project show, space shows.
Me too.
I don't do anything. I do 24 hours, nobody says anything. Okay, I'm jumping in. So just to let people know, the show is never scripted. It's always fresh. It's always fresh opinions. It's always live. Well, except for Fridays for a rerun. that sort of thing. We don't. It's genuine. And that's the thing I like about having the show. It's genuine. The reactions, everything's live. I mean, it's just, it's real. We don't plan any weird people call ahead, you know, like some people still think Reb is a plant.
Reb is for real.
He's really not. He's really not.
It's his day today, isn't it?
He might call it. and just stuff like that. So it's just, I want to be as genuine as humanly possible, because I feel as though if I knew too much ahead of time, I'd do a research. I'd be opening up some web pages, I don't want to have an advantage. I want to be sufficient enough with the years and years of research I've already done and still prove that I can still add into whatever information is said that not even think about. So that's just my little personal thing I like to prove. But anyhow, it's sort of a pitch promo show for the rest of the year, something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, so I've got literally thousands of documents, government documents that, well, if you want to get to the degree, pretty much stuff that was buried. Not everything was top secret. A lot of stuff was public, but just buried. And you just didn't hear about it. So people really think that it is nearly impossible to sue a federal agency. Moreover, the quote-unquote intelligence agencies. People think you can't sue the FBI, you can't sue the NSA, you can't sue the CIA. There's this air of immunity with everything, and that's just not really the case. It's not so. Anyone can be culpable and charged in the right scenario. You know, a lot of these judges sitting on the bench, they'll declare some sort of immunity, but there's loopholes and there's things you can do to get a person right where you want them legally and go after them. So the document that we have today that I want to cover is particularly well-known amongst TIs, but for those of you who are not TIs, you're going to get a load of this one. This is Saint Akwe, I do believe I'm pronouncing that right, versus the NSA. This was a lawsuit, and we're going to just go through that lawsuit a little bit with some audio clips that was made from it. So if we can go ahead and hit that first clip, Mike, I would love it. Go ahead.
Claire Akwe versus National Security Agency, F.T. George G. Meade,
MD,
USA. Civil Action 92-0449. The following document comprises evidence for a lawsuit filed at the U.S. Courthouse in Washington, D.C., by John St. Clair Akwe against the National Security Agency, F.T. George G. Meade, Maryland, Civil Action 92-0449, constitutes his knowledge of the NSA's structure, national security activities, proprietary technologies, and covert operations to monitor individual citizens, ed. 1. The NSA's mission and domestic intelligence operation. Communications intelligence, comment. Blanket coverage of all electronic communications in the U.S. and the world to ensure national security. The NSA at F.T. Meade, Maryland has had the most advanced computers in the world since the early 1960s. NSA technology is developed and implemented in secret from private corporations, academia, and the general public. Signals intelligence, SISINT. The signals intelligence mission of the NSA has evolved into a program of decoding EMF waves in the environment for wirelessly tapping into computers and track persons with the electrical currents in their bodies. Signals intelligence is based on fact that everything in the environment with an electric current in it has a magnetic flux around it which gives off EMF waves. The NSA/DOD Department of Defense developed proprietary advanced digital equipment which can remotely analyze all objects, whether man-made or organic, that have electrical activity.
Yes. So now that is a very terrifying, terrifying, just a little paragraph right there. That's the, I don't know what they call it in legal terms, but that's the case that's being brought before, of course, that's the basis there. So I'm really kind of, you know, just blown away to actually have come across this, and it was real. I verified it. This is not some made up story. This was a real lawsuit. So I don't know if you guys want to say something about that. Let's go current to the body. Okay? You guys want to start there? I knew you guys went to another park.
Wow. I've been saying that for a very long time. You know, that often this tracking chip is just going to be an open display of technology they've been using on us for a very long time. We've been being tracked. We've been being monitored. We've been being manipulated towards the goals of our oppressors for a very long time. I'm aware of, from a conversation I had in my travels from a very reliable source who is now dead. His name is Alistair Carnegie. He told me about how that we've been breathing in tracking technology and chips from being sprayed in the air since the mid-1970s that he was aware of. So just to let y'all in on something, that this stuff's been done to us. This nanotech is inside our bodies as well. He's just brushing the surface of this rabbit hole when he's talking about just them mind controlling in waves. Doing some of our embassy employees in a country were recently they're in the news for being attacked with microwave weapons. I posted you a link to that in the chat. This technology is openly admitted, isn't it, B?
Oh yes. I mean, the simple fact that they have this technology, and it's not like they use it for some good and then some evil. It's all being used for evil. I mean, for a simple fact that the NSA is not digging up child trafficking underground rings, for a simple fact that, you know, they can't stop cyber terrorism, they can't stop people from robbing banks through a computer, for a simple fact that they know when somebody is sick, their immune system, you look different on their equipment. Their spectroscopes, whatever you want to call it, okay? The brainwave readers, okay? You have a different energy put off. They know where this COVID started. They're not going to tell us. They know where ground zero really, really is. They're not going to tell us. So none of the stuff that the NSA has, none of this technology is actually being used for national security. It's just being used to serve the whims of global elitist tyrants who are bored with life. And look at us as their playthings. Rightful playthings.
It's yeah. Sick. Yeah, playthings. Somebody's playing games with us. Somebody's performing an experiment of psychological proportions on us without even asking for your permission. Basic Nuremberg Code 6.1, isn't it? Section 6, paragraph 1, where we're not supposed to be experimented on without our permission. We're not supposed to be jabbed without our permission. We're not supposed to have medical procedures performed on us without our permission. You know, in a way, this is all of the above have been violated clearly by these MKUltra programs. MKUltra isn't just them sitting there with your eyes open like in Clockwork Orange there, you know, in Room 101. This is about the total control of humanity. They want to know who the subversives are, who's easily implantable with suggestions, because some people are not as prone to the manipulation of their auric field. Which is what I would call that electrical field that surrounds our bodies and all that, that is this individual. That's what I call my aura. And they've learned how to read and manipulate through auras. So, you know, so much is going on, isn't it, that's hidden. But this topic here is one of our, I don't want to say our favorites, but it's one of the ones that we're very directly affected by so often, being targeted. They know when you're about to go have some money from your bank, and they might cut your card off because they know you're in desperate straits. They might know you're about to get that stimmy check, and they can hit the computer buttons and make your car break down, so it costs you that money. You ever notice yes. that? Your car breaks down right when you get your money.
They push obsolescence.
Yes. Your computers, they'll hide they'll hide scripts, okay, which aren't actually malicious short-term, but it'll run extra things, run this, run that in the background, and it just wears out your computer faster. It will never show up in your malware, scams, rootkits, etc. It'll never happen. They get right into the subsystems and put things that will do miscellaneous tasks while you're online here and there, and it'll bog your computer down, etc. So yeah, they serve their corporate masters well, okay? These dogs, cyber puppies. Okay, so let's go ahead with the next clip, please.
Domestic intelligence, DOMINT. The NSA has records on all U.S. citizens. The NSA gathers information on U.S. citizen who might be of interest to any of the over 50,000 NSA agents, HUMINT. These agents are authorized by executive order to spy on anyone. The NSA has a permanent national security anti-terrorist surveillance network in place. This surveillance network is completely disguised and hidden from the public. Tracking individuals in the U.S. is easily and cost-effectively implemented with NSA's electronic surveillance network. This network, DOMINT, covers the entire U.S., involves tens of thousands of NSA personnel, and tracks millions of persons simultaneously. Cost-effective implementation of operations is assured by NSA computer technology designed to minimize operations costs. NSA personnel serve in quasi-public positions in their communities and run cover businesses and legitimate businesses that can inform the intelligence community of persons they would want to track. NSA personnel in the community usually have cover identities such as social workers, lawyers, and business owners. Individual citizens occasionally targeted for surveillance by independently operating NSA personnel. NSA personnel can control the lives of hundreds of thousands of individuals in the U.S. by using the NSA's domestic intelligence network and cover businesses. The operations independently run by them can sometimes go beyond the bounds of law. Long-term control and sabotage of tens of thousands of unwitting citizens by NSA operatives is likely to happen. NSA DOMINT has the ability to assassinate U.S. citizens covertly or run covert psychological control operations to cause subjects to be diagnosed with ill mental health.
Yes, so, yeah, that is, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I really want to break down the importance of that and how it actually looks in your everyday life as a target individual. But I know that we have to take a short commercial break, and I'm going to rant about this when we come back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Yes, so and we are here on the other side of the commercial break. Now, the subject at hand here that I want to get into. Yes, I want to paint the picture of what this actually means, this dormant and this humid. Yes, it's boots on the ground, but more so than that, these are not just boots on the ground, but active members of society who have important roles. Now, people want to know who the self-proclaimed Illuminati are? Well, the Illumitards are the 50,000 NSA employees that was spoke of in this document, this legal document. Okay? Now, I'm not just speculating. No, literally. Open up your browser. Now, I've spoke about this before. It still hasn't changed after all these years. Open up a web browser on your phone, your iPad, your Android, your computer, whatever. Get on the internet. Get on a browser. All right? And in that browser search box, put in Illuminati backwards. Type it in. Hit enter. You will come up with the first link being the NSA. They are the self-proclaimed Illuminati. So, which is absurd. Yes, this is the secret cabal that pretty much underhandedly runs the country. People of important positions, business owners, law enforcement, your cable guy, okay? Any one of these people can be an operative. They're not agents, but they're operatives. You don't know the difference between those two, you're listening to probably the wrong show. But anyhow, these people are tapped. They got direct line into the NSA because they have been sold some happy horse crap about serving the country, or they're pretty screw up people too, and just was given keys to power to corrupt even more. So anyhow, the nature of these people, okay, you have to understand that they have no problems doing their jobs and then doing their secondary job. For example, as a target individual, this is what it looks like. As a target individual, let's say, okay, post office, for example. I don't get my mail. Rarely do I get my mail. If I have any electronics, I've ordered anything like that, no, it's not coming. If I have any legal documents, depending on who wants what, I'll get something. And, you know, that's the size of it. So that means there is a person at the post office that is an NSA operative. Target individuals around the country complain about their mail being screwed up. I know there's at least one of these perps, NSA perps, at the post office, at your local post office. There's at least one. And you know, that kind of goes along with what's going on right now with the election. I know the NSA did not want Trump back in office. Just to show you how small it is and how big it is at the same time. Now, I'm really not done with this, but I know we're going to hit a commercial break here in about 30 seconds or something, but that's an example. Quickly, another example. Try calling, let's say, a department, an agency, an institution, and you get that one phone op who is either dumb or acts dumb, doesn't know their job, gives you some misinformation, where you often don't get served. This happens to me all the time. I have to make 2 to 5 phone calls to the same location, to the same entity I'm calling, just to get proper information. I have to round it out or finally get that one person who says the right information to me, that gives me the information that I want. I know my phone calls are routed to the perps, the NSA perps. That's something I have to deal with. It's so many examples.
It's heinous,
so many.
Isn't it? Heinous.
My internet service craps out a day after non-payment. It's supposed to give you 2 weeks before they start cutting off your internet service. No, that's a special rule just for me. So, I don't know. Is that... Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah. I know I've got a big fat head, but I know I'm important enough to be surrounded by a bunch of a-holes. Yes, this is Red Bull Hardcore radio show. I've got to finish off my rant here. That short second just wasn't enough. I've got to also explain.
Sorry.
Well, I said that because people want to attribute things to either ego or paranoia.
Or the laws of attraction. Funny bone, but say, well, like attracts like, and I just started laughing.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, yeah, for people that say, oh, well, this guy's is an agent. That guy's following me. This guy, and it's like, if you're a normal person who doesn't know anything about this, it's like, yeah, you're paranoid.
Yeah. I've seen helicopters all day since I did this video, you know, things like that. And people say, you're nuts. Something.
Right. But they really will, if you're important enough, not only will they get group people around you who can effectively block you from doing anything they don't want you to do. But I mean, it can get so bad, depending on how important you are. It could be everyone, even to the pizza guy, if they want to get you that surrounded. I tell you, where I am, you know, when people here order pizza, the pizza guy comes up to the door. Okay? When people are here, where I am, and my studio or my residence, the main order of pizza, the pizza's brought up. When I order pizza, I get a call on the cell from the guy who can barely speak English saying, door won't open. Or, can you come down? I don't know why it's a requirement for me to get off my butt to go downstairs to grab a pizza while everybody else gets their pizza brought to them.
It's the COVID, man. You drop it at the door here now. You don't even interact.
No, no, no. Pizza, all that stuff is normal here.
Oh, wow.
Guy shows up with a mask. That's the only difference.
Well.
But, yeah. not to hog up everything. I want to wrap this up so I can let you guys talk. But yes, I've gone through all these scenarios. Electronics busted through the mail. It's just everything. Cannot get hardly anything legal done. IRS owes me money. I sent a form, for example, paid, insured, fast track delivery. So I can get that tracking number and the signature upon receiving a package. Yeah, for something that was supposed to take 3 days, took 6 weeks. Tracking didn't work, nothing. It wasn't until I start talking about going to this country's postmaster general with my issues that I receive a notice in the mail that my package was delivered. So that's how bad it can be. And it's not just a bad day. Because no one can have a string of bad days where everything concerning a government entity or corporation always fails you. It's not a bad day every day. That's statistically impossible. Okay? So on the site in itself, and this legal documentation, 50,000 employees, well, no, 50,000 operatives. Now, that's not including InfraGuard, the FBI's version of this. Who knows what CIA's version of this is? On top of COP, Citizens on Patrol, you got potentially a million people in the United States. Let's call it a million. You got one perp for 300 people. That perp can make his rounds per day. Do something screwed up to each one of those 300 people, no problem. So it can't be paranoia when you go to the website and read this information. So, I'm releasing the floor. Go ahead.
Right. I think the most disturbing part of that last clip you played was at the very end when it said that this program has the ability to assassinate people, to cause the killing of people. It said it point blank in those words, and that was the most disturbing part of that clip, I think, was that open admission there. I'm not familiar exactly where the origin of this document is from. I'm very curious about that. That's something that would help me understand the bias of what it was written from, you know, or is this an actual lawsuit?
That's a lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
But cool. The assassination part of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me emphasize on that. So you're not talking about literal, it can mean just literal, you know, boom, you're dead scenario. It can. More often, it's not that way. You're talking about slow kill. You're talking about doing something that gets a person fired from their job. Doing something that directly affects someone's money, like, you know, breaking someone's water pipes and flood their apartment. You can make a person destitute and out on the streets.
I'm thinking literally. They said that they set up businesses to identify targets in the community, and then they kill them. Look what they did to Brandy Bond yesterday.
They can. But again, generally speaking, they do soft kills. is instead of straight out assassinations, they like to discredit, work over, and drain their targets before dumping them. So, yeah, it's something that is quite terrible, and people just they live in a bubble. You know, I mean, nobody knows this stuff. It's really screwed. The manpower that they have, the NSA has manpower, and you get those creeps that are unofficially deputized. I mean, it potentially is so much larger. 5-10 million people, because you know everybody likes being a part of a secret club, and that secret club, the name changes depending upon who's talking about it and the people that they reach and who branches off from that. You're talking about organized crime here, state funded, state initiated, intricate crime. The levels of it, conspiracy charges up the A. Okay? If we were to be able to catch some of these people. And it filters down. It gets weaker as it filters down. You just get those people who just who are at the bottom that just spread misinformation and manipulate other people to working for them. I mean, it's pervasive. The web could be huge. So much larger than we think.
If I can add something, 40 years ago, basically within this 24-hour period, 40 years ago, somebody did assassinate somebody famous. His name was Mark David Chapman, and he killed John Lennon. And this program could have well been beaming him to do this. So yeah, this is a topic that is, it's the word assassinate, I think, is in legalese, is very meaningful, is of a specific thing. Yeah, we get targeted hard. They'll hit my bank cards when I travel, so I can't access. When I know I put money in them, things like that. They'll target your mail when you're expecting important documents. So getting everything, it costs more to send me stuff because I have to make sure things are specifically tracked. Or I have to actually sit and stare for the mailman to come every day to make sure nobody's taking and opening my mail. That's what I've been having happening here. Somebody's been opening my mail. I don't see anybody else is getting open.
Yes, actually. My legal documents will come here opened. Yes. When I do get them, yes. So, it's awful. And when I think about other people going through this, I get really... I guess scared for them, but myself going through this, I'm actually quite unimpressed. This is a lackluster of of any kind of function. It doesn't seem like it's something that people should waste energy in doing. You make a society better by not tearing down bad people, but building up good people. Not that really means anything, because the people they're targeting are activists and whoever, people who are doing good things. But it's bad for them, bad for business. Yes, especially when you have people being killed, like... Max Spears and I just mentioned in the chat here, Nancy Schaefer. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious that murder-suicide was an assassination. I think it's damn well obvious. Not that they care. As long as they can tack an official story on it, they can tell everybody, move it along. But we the people need to keep our eyes open. We should just nod. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, sure. But don't take your eyes off these people after you hear some bull. Don't take your eyes off them for anything. If you do, it might cost you your life one day. You never know. So, I mean, again, I'm not speaking from a point of paranoia. Me personally, like I said, I'm unimpressed. I wish these people would just make a power move already. You know, the song and dance thing they did to me was. I'm just embarrassed. It's not enough. We can do this dance or not, because I'm gonna get to the point where I'm just gonna end it, and it's just gonna explode, and I'm just gonna sit back and laugh and just, I don't know. Again, I feel better about picking people up than destroying them, so it's gonna be bittersweet, and a sensation is gonna go by very quickly. But we, again, I just want to point out, people, this is real. This is real, very real, very real, very real. When things go wrong, when your computers are getting hacked and things like that going on, take a step back. Look at the situation objectively. Where is your standing socially right now? Because you don't have a social score. Not like China, okay? Well, you do, but your social score is a secret. You'll know when you have a bad social score when things start happening. So you want to analyze your life, analyze who it is you're talking to, that sort of thing like that. Because if this is not the kind of ride you're willing to take, well, you need to take a few blue pills, do some community service, and go lick some judge's shoes. I don't know. I don't know what it takes to become a government cult control lackey.
Yeah, professional bootleg.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was thinking that you hit my funny bone a bit on that one, because yeah, it seems that some people's purpose in life is to be a Karen or a skull. You know, I love that saying. Makes me think of Dr. K, and I just a shout out. I hope you're okay wherever you are, everything you're doing, you're in my thoughts. Yeah, when she brought up a skull, I think that's what some people's purpose in life is, because they have such a low self-esteem, they can't control their own selves, so they feel they control the people around them instead. Like the total narcissist in public tells everybody what to do, and who knows, maybe they're being beamed to do this as well, you know. But if you tell someone they're being beamed, they'll think you're being beamed, you know, because that's something out of science fiction made fun of in cartoons. There's the guy with the hits you with the ray, and you think a certain way, or you walk like a zombie. As I sit in the city centers and on the buses throughout the planet and looking around, I see the Walking Dead. I see the zombie apocalypse unfolded quite well in 2020. And well, 2021's right around the corner. The agenda is marching on. You know, this is our reality now, is to reconsider our reality, what we've been taught, how we view things, and realize that some of this technology that V and I and others have talked about very openly now for years is not a conspiracy at all. The conspiracy is the cover-up. The conspiracy is the lies that keep the truth at bay, or keep the punishments from occurring, as we see so often around the planet. When somebody is famous, if their son does something wrong, they get off. You know, the sheriff's son gets away with a lot, and so does the mayor's son. But your son and my son would not get away. They have their own, structure of control and their own justice system amongst themselves. You know, it's just, I don't know, being targeted sucks. I just boil it down to a small thing. It just does. And if you don't think you're targeted in some way, then just talk about buying something or type it in and then go look at the ads that pop up on your phone. You will see you are targeted. Even at the base level, to manipulate your shopping, even.
Yep, target marketing, that's what they call it. And they do. I can talk out loud in my house with someone, and my devices are obviously listening to me because I've got Hey Siri on my telephone. And you know, and I'll be talking about something. Say, for example, I want to buy a long skirt. I really would need a long skirt, you know. All of a sudden, all these ads will come up for long skirts. You know, they target us on every level, as you said, Rob and V. And I just wanted to add to, you know, how can you tell if you're being a targeted individual? Well, recently, so many of us activists and researchers and people who've been red-pilling everyone have had their Facebook and Twitter censoring them. So I'm on my fourth month in a row at the moment on Facebook. I've been blocked more months on Facebook than I have been unblocked now this year. And YouTube has been removing and demonetizing accounts of activists. And we've seen many, many good people with great shows like The Amazing Polly and Edge of Wonder and other great, you know, shows and researchers completely removed off Facebook, or like Karen Brewer, our Australian activist who lives in New Zealand talking about Australian politics. She's currently on a week ban on YouTube. She's had her Facebook completely removed. Jordan Sather was removed from every single platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And, you know, with the network that I do shows with as well, Conscious Consumer Network, they've also had their PayPal removing any payment option for them. So the ability for them to even receive donations is severely limited. So, and you know, constantly having the back door on websites and networks hacked, this is a very real thing for those of us who are, you know, grassroots researchers, activists and citizen journalists trying to bring you, our fellow patriots, the news, unscripted and, you know, perfectly fresh, hot off the press from what we've been doing in our research and in our inquiries. But, yes, being targeted is very, very real, and it's affecting people across the board. And what does censoring do to the general populace when us activists are trying to red pill everyone? Well, it limits the red pill accessibility, you know. So I know many of us have gone over to Parler and MeWe and other accounts like that. And, you know, I'm a bit, you know, suspect on all these new things, and I have to get used to the different platforms. But, you know, we're being forced when we're silenced for, you know, I've almost been silenced for a year on Facebook now, on and off. You know, it just gets to the point where you need another outlet. So, yeah, you know, we have to keep red-pilling people, and we have to keep moving around. I know some people have actually, some of the journalists and presenters, Dr. Charlie Ward was another one that lost his channel. Angela Power, Disney lost her channel last week as well from England. So, yeah, so many people are losing their channels on YouTube as well. But some people have actually, you know, coughed up the money and built their own websites to show their, you know, to showcase their work if YouTube takes them down. So it's just forcing us all to get creative and really resourceful and share the news amongst ourselves. Yeah, over to you, V, and Rob.
Well, yeah, so... Guess who is also a part of the Limitard Club? Your online content providers, well, not providers, well, hosters, I guess that's the hosting site. So, yes, owners of YouTube, owners of Facebook, not just owners, board members, whoever, security. Yeah. Direct plug into the old NSA hole. Yeah.
Yeah, what a bunch of NSA holes, huh?
Yeah.
Speaker 10.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, it's just... when I started my lawsuit against Facebook, I had a lot of... I guess star lawyers just pick me up instantly. You know, great talks, wonderful talks. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. We'll take this pro bono. No down, no money down. This is so good, so good. And then the second call is like, yeah, forget you know my number. So I literally had a person at the university here who, at the legal clinic, the head director there, after going there a few times, trying to get someone to talk to us, James Master, he gave me a call, literally almost word for word. It's like, I'm calling you to let you know I can't help you. I'm going to let you know right now, I was told not to help you. And take that how you want it. And that was pretty much the end of the call. So, yeah. Justice, I think it's just us who wants it. So, and that's why, you know, we got to do this activism. And this is why I'm creating my own courtroom. See, I really don't have to deal with these people on their terms. You know, they deal with me on my terms. I've created the show, okay? Along with two others. Okay? This media, I had access to other medias, access to organizations, access to militia groups. I can do my own judge, jury, and executioner. Okay? People need to start getting the same frame of mind, because we got a clean house, we got a clean shop. We really do. Okay? Just not to sound, I mean, there's always better options to take other than violence, although some may deserve a good butt beating. But, you know, again, I've put out 100 positive ideas out there, you know, like my $50 revolution idea. That's like one of my favorites. But, you know, people hear, hey, yeah, that's a great idea. And then it's like crickets. But you say, hey, let's get a militia going. People start sitting down grabbing the popcorn. And maybe that's just what we need. I don't know. You guys will have to call in the show. And we're going to, I think we have three more audio clips left. We're gonna plow through that. But still, you guys can still call in. Call in. Okay, 800-913-9443. And, yeah, just question or comment. So, we're going to see you on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.